Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Donald Trump says Ohio Senator J.D. Vance will be his vice presidential pick. He said on his Truth Social network that, quote, after lengthy deliberation and thought and considering the tremendous talents of many others, I have decided that the person best suited to assume the position of vice president of the United States is Senator J.D. Vance of the great state of Ohio. Meanwhile, the former president has become the official Republican presidential nominee after receiving the votes of enough delegates at the Republican National Convention. Trump has been the presumptive nominee for months, but it was the vote of RNC delegates in Milwaukee that made it official Monday afternoon. Trump hit the necessary threshold with votes from his home state of Florida. Trump heads to the convention as authorities investigate motive and security in the assassination attempt. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The pick now carries far more weight 2 days after Trump survived an assassination attempt. It's unclear if that changed his thinking. Director Kim Cheadle says the security plans in Milwaukee are designed to be flexible, and the agency will change things as needed to keep attendees safe. Cheadle was among top officials updating President Biden today on the Trump attack investigation. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson says he knows there will be questions about whether the city is safe, but notes the convention has the government's highest possible security level.
So I feel pretty confident.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
President Joe Biden has ordered the U.S. Secret Service to protect independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. after the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Kennedy is a huge long shot to win electoral college votes, much less the presidency. But his campaign events have drawn large crowds of supporters and people interested in his message. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for a car bomb attack in Mogadishu that police said killed 5 people and injured at least 20 at a restaurant where patrons were watching the Euro Cup 2024 soccer final. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Mohamed Salad works at the restaurant, but says he had left when the explosion took place.
I have lost my beloved colleagues and customers. I pray for them all because Allah loves them, and may Allah send them to paradise.
The bomb destroyed 10 cars and damaged several buildings, a Reuters reporter said, in what is a well-guarded area near the presidential palace. Al-Shabaab said the bomb targeted a place where security and government workers meet at night. The group, which has been fighting for years to impose its strict interpretation of Islam on Somalia, frequently launches deadly attacks in Mogadishu.
David Doyle from Reuters. The federal judge presiding over the classified documents case against ex-President Donald Trump in Florida has dismissed the prosecution. U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon on Monday sided with defense lawyers who said the special counsel who filed the charges against Trump was illegally appointed by the Justice Department. Special Counsel Jack Smith's team had vigorously contested Trump's efforts to dismiss the case. The Republican former president says other cases against him should also be dismissed. Trump had been accused of illegally hoarding classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach and obstructing FBI efforts to get them back. The judge's ruling can be appealed and may be overruled by a higher court. Spain won a record 4th European soccer championship title Sunday by inflicting another painful loss on England. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
As fans prepare to celebrate the night away to mark the win. In central Madrid, locals go by their daily routines with beaming smiles after Spain's record 4th win. Resident Oscar Pascual called the match incredible, adding, "We are without words, thank God, without words." Spain beat England 2-1 in the European Championship at Berlin's Olympiastadion. England, the birthplace of soccer, is still without a major title in the men's game since winning the 1966 World Cup. I'm Karen Chamas.
Lawmakers in the West African nation of Gambia have rejected a bill that would have overturned a ban on female genital cutting. The attempt to become the first country in the world to reverse such a ban had been closely followed by activists abroad. The vote followed months of heated debate in the largely Muslim nation of less than 3 million people. The procedure, also called female genital mutilation, includes the partial or full removal of girls' external genitalia. The practice is often performed on girls younger than 5 and is rooted in the concepts of sexual purity and control. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexa Strope, VOA News.